Today we play the portion of the halftime show that featured Norm, our colleague here on the ticket, and the Hall of Fame sports writer Rick Goose Gosselin. Norm and the Goose at halftime on the Jerry Jones Show as they were sizing up the first half between the Packers and the Steelers.
Good evening, and have a good evening, and a good evening, and have a good evening, and a good evening, and have a good evening. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. My name is Norman Vagisil Hitchkus, and it's time to check in on sports, just for a weird old sports. There's a weird little sporting event going on right now. It's called the Super Bowl. We like to talk about all kinds of weird stuff about it. joining me in a minute, it's Richard Margaret Gosselin, also known as
Norman, good to be with you, and good to be in an event like the Super Bowl, where I am respected, unlike my experiences in high school and college, where I was the butt of every joke imaginable. But to those bullies, I say, who's in the Hall of Fame now, bitches?
Goose, your early social retardation has resulted in an exemplary football brain capable of instant analysis that is as erudite as it is prescient. I have no idea what I'm saying, Goose, but my pants are full of recent blood.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, Goose, thoughts on the first half? We just hit the first half here, pal. Let's see what we get your little thoughts on.
Well, to be honest, I haven't seen much of the first half, Norman. On my iPad, I've been watching my favorite Star Trek episode, Hammock Time, when Spock has to return to Vulcan for Pon Farr, where he must take a mate. He ends up fighting Captain Kirk in a strange yet delicious twist.
Oh, so no clue about what we might see in the second half here, Goose? That's kind of what it's going for here.
Well, as always, Kirk and Spock will find a way out of their predicament.
No, I'm at the second half of the Super Bowl.
Pittsburgh. Steelers play better defense. Packers running game will stall. Troy Polamalu is a handsome man. I can't control my urges or emotions when around him.
Oh, my goodness. Ghost sounds very serious. What do you mean by that?
I mean, I have butterflies in my stomach and my bikini area tingles. Just when I'm near him, I just...
Wait, what are you doing? What are you doing on the phone? I'm Norman Third Reich Hitchkus. Okay, Goose.
Third Reich Hitchkus. Oh, my God.
Let's talk a little bit about the winner here. I want to know, are you ready to pick a winner?
No, but like Mr. Spock, I am ready to pick a mate, and I choose Clay Matthews Jr.
Hey, you don't have to get into that information for us, pal. We don't need to know exactly who you want to take as a mate. Okay, let's talk about the winner again, okay? Norman Menopause Hitchkus here. You're listening to Sports Radio 13 to the Ticket. You're listening to the big halftime show. Let's do a little Super Bowl trivia, Goose! Goose! Let's do it! Super Bowl trivia!
You want to play trivia?
Yes, please.
All right, let's do it. Let's play trivia.
Okay, here we go. First question. Name the
Joe Montana
quarterback that set the all-time record for passing yards in a game in the 1982 Super Bowl against Miami.
It was Joe Montana.
You are amazing. How did you do that?
Joe Montana. I know him. He's a cute guy.
Okay, second question. Here we go, Goose. Which running back rushed for over 200 yards for the Redskins, establishing the single game record that still stands today? Oh, my God.
That one was too easy, Norman.
Okay, here we go. A tough one for you, Goose. Which team allowed the fewest punt return yards and won a minimum 3 punts, Goose? What are you doing? Incredible!
Giants, 91, minus 17. I know it all.
Goose, what are you doing after the game?
Well, it's the one night that I really cut loose, Norman. I'm headed to Chippendales. Want to join me?
I don't think so, pal. I was thinking about sipping some Merlot and enjoying my last moments on this earth before a bookie lowers his snub nose at my head and I recite the Lord's Prayer and get ready to hug my dead parents again. Oh, listen,
geez.
Won't you join me, Goose? You could join me?
No, no chance.
There's
a reason, why I'm carrying $201 bills, Norman. Have fun and nice knowing you.
All right. Thank you so much, Goose. Goose! Goose! Goose!
Why is he shot?
Where's the dial tone?
Goose!
Yeah, I'm still here. Are you
Oh, okay. Sorry. I thought we lost you for a minute there, pal. No, no, no. No problem. We got to let you go.
Okay.
Okay. Goodbye, Goose.
Why did he call for Goose to come back on the line?
Yeah.
He just doesn't like saying goodbye to
him. So much confusion there.
It's really hard for Norm to say goodbye to
him. All right. If that was a real radio program, would you listen to that at all?
Every day.
No way. It's way too full of confusion and screaming.
That's what makes it great. I'd be there every day for him. 4.5 hours, Norm and the Goose.
Oh, my gosh.